Iron Man rakes in the dough. Did you go? How about Orb? What a mutter he turned out to be. How was your weekend? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, a rough weekend for too many families in San Francisco. Just take a second and imagine, if you will, you get this call from your wife, girlfriend, or daughter in trouble after getting in a limo to celebrate a bachelorette party. It's not the drunk tank or the female version of the hangover. No, we're talking about a white stretch Lincoln, sweet-looking ride, going across San Francisco Bay Bridge, carrying a bride-to-be and eight of her friends. What a fun time that sounds like for the female version of what the guys do. Five of them, including the bride, did make it to the other side. I think this was one of the worst stories I heard over the weekend. It's a seven-mile stretch. I used to live in California, and I've did it a few times. It's a seven-mile stretch between the San Mateo-Hayward Bridge. And then in between that area, the limo caught fire. So the driver and four people in the car got out, but the bride, who was 31-year-old, Nazera Fajoyas, and four others died in a burning limousine on Saturday night. They say the flames were gigantic. People who were crossing the bridge were in shock. So big, so much heat. The car was up in no time. And the people who survived almost, well, seemed to be in a state of shock, like you see in the movies, where half of a town gets eliminated and then there's five people that are walking around. These women were walking around on the road, hysterical. People were stopping, actually, to try to help them. And then the ones that got out had to be treated for smoke inhalation. They still don't know what started the fire. They're investigating. They think it might have been something that started in the trunk or somewhere else. But, I mean, absolutely one of the most depressing stories. There was only one story when I think of weddings, and I'm sure there are many others out there, but that I can remember. I remember one time I was sitting on a porch somewhere and I was reading a paper, and in the paper there was just a little tiny story about this, and then of course the story got bigger and bigger, but there was a couple in Long Island. They were getting married and they were on their way to the reception. So, yay, happy time, just got married, getting in the car, the whole thing, all the people throwing now the bird seed, I guess, at the time, because it was just a few years ago, and they never made it to the reception. Why? Because they were killed on the way to the reception. In fact, they were killed pulling out of the backside of the parking lot, which is, you know, they say anything can happen, and take every day, you know, carpe diem, and boy, those stories give me the chills when I hear stuff like that. All right, something else gives me the chills big time. Over the weekend, I think what's become now pretty interesting is the Benghazi thing really isn't going away, and it's not Republican hype. You know, for people that were saying, oh, it's the Republicans are trying to keep the story alive, it's ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. You know, Benghazi, there's nothing untoward about it, so there was an explanation from Susan Rice, and they tied it to people just protesting, but now it's getting really nasty. And the reason it's getting nasty is not because of the Republicans, it's because of the Democrats. The Democrats are not putting space between themselves and the explanation of Benghazi anymore. They're distancing themselves from the Obama people as to the explanation of the attacks in the aftermath of those fatal strikes that killed Ambassador Stevens and three others. You know, this is September 11th, 2012, and the story is not gone away. The interesting thing is, like I said, that the Democrats are all over this. For example, Massachusetts Congressman, Democrat, Steve Lynch, said it was well scrubbed. He was on Fox News on Sunday. He said it was totally inaccurate, and there's no excuse for that. It was false information. And what they try to do is harmonize what happened in Benghazi with what happened everywhere else across the Middle East. Because the report definitely was scrubbed. And I'll tell you why here as we move along. But also, Maryland Democrat Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, who is actually the top dog, the top Dem on the House Intelligence Committee, also backed that up, saying that the facts as told by Susan Rice were flat out wrong. He was on Face the Nation. So these two were both part of what I call the Sunday swirl, the political talking heads, and said at the time, as it turns out, the information was incorrect. Ruppersberger was briefed by the CIA about the attacks immediately afterwards and then asked agency officials for the CIA what congressional leaders could tell the public. So now everybody's saying, or at least a few of these people are saying anyway, a House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, you know, hearing this week, Greg Hicks, the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Libya, the times of the attacks is going to say that Rice said the attacks didn't appear to be premeditated or pre-planned despite having information that they were. So, you know, so Ruppersberger is saying, let's get the facts. Isn't that what the investigation is all about? So you got Democrats now slamming the administration and being very critical about Rice and about what they did to cover up the facts of this. See, it's all in the telling because they didn't want to come forward and say that. They didn't want to say that. The original explanation of the attacks, written by CIA, then revised by the State Department and the White House, was different because removed from the CIA's talking points were references to Islamic extremists and Al-Qaeda in Libya. Then 5 days later, Susan Rice made now the famous Sunday talk rounds to say the attacks were demonstrations that were sparked by all those protests in Egypt over an anti-Islamic video on the Prophet Muhammad that was posted on YouTube. But the video was never mentioned in any of the talking point drafts. None of them were mentioned. And this is a House report and records of the official emails. It's 43 pages, folks. So it was scrubbed. It was scrubbed. Steve Lynch is right. It's inaccurate. They see the information, and they see that it doesn't add up. So now they're saying, "Ooh, well, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to be making up the facts. I mean, these were the facts. Why would they do that? I mean, if they made a mistake, they wouldn't come forward and make a mistake. Except they didn't want to say, they didn't want to link it to an Islamic group. They didn't want to link it to Al-Qaeda and September 11th. 2012, going back to 9/11, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to connect the dots there. They didn't want to say he's absolutely right. The references were pulled out, Islamic extremists. But we knew this. Didn't we all know this? How many of you called the show to say that? So you're not surprised, are you? Who do you think should pay the price for this? Anybody in the administration, or at least get the facts out there? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got a story about a horse next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How lucky can one guy be?
Here is Orb on the outside. Orb and Joel Rosario take the lead with a 16th of a mile to go in the Kentucky Derby. Orb is out in front. Jarvis War is absolutely flying. In fact, it's Golden Soul, but it is Orb to win the Derby. Orb wins the Derby. Golden Soul in second, Revolutionary, and then Normandy Invasion. My Loot and Oxbow. But it was Orb for Shug McGee and Joel Rosario, who won Derby 139.
I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be
This is just the beginning of what could be a triple crown. Orb on a very muddy track. Finally, it stopped before the Derby was actually run, but I'm saying it was muddy. So Orb was splashing through a lot of slop to win the Derby, coming far, far from the back of the pack, and gave finally Shug McGee his first win in the Kentucky Derby, the famous trainer. So it was rough. You know, you had an overcast day at Churchill Downs, and here's how the race went down. You heard the call of it there. You've got Normandy Invasion grabbing the lead. You think mile and a quarter, right? Orb is kind of gearing up, but finally really makes the turn down the stretch, and that's it. So Orb was a 5-1 favorite, ran in 2:02.89. You know, they say the fastest 2 minutes in sports. What would Orb have paid for a $2 bet to win $12.80? Golden Soul, which was a bigger, much bigger long shot, $38.60, and Revolutionary $5.40 to show. Wouldn't it be great if someone had all three? Orb, Golden Soul, and Revolutionary, and we had our trifecta challenge. Bunch of you called, many of you emailed, and sadly, no winner this time around for our trifecta challenge, but a huge, huge race for Orb, who now has a chance in the second leg of the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness at Pimlico in Baltimore, and then they finish up at New York, for the Belmont Stakes. And we haven't had a winner since 1978 and affirmed, so maybe this time around we'll see it. Joel Rosario is just a hot, hot jockey right now, and he took the mount on the horse, and he was, you know, rode just a brilliant race. It's very tough. You know, some horses, and Orb can run in this kind of stuff, obviously, but some horses really struggle in the slop and are amazing on just a regular dirt, dry track. And I think, unfortunately, for some of the horses that some of you liked, and some of the other ones I liked maybe to be part of that trifecta, this was very, very, very tough for them. So a big, big, big for Shug McGahey. You know, it's he has had so many horses that have come so close, and this time he doesn't have to say, and I came so close one more time. And he's pretty much a favorite, too, because Shug McGahey is a native of Lexington, Kentucky, and he's so respected. He's a Hall of Fame trainer. He's had like nine champions. He's trained nine champions, but he had never won a Kentucky Derby. So this was super, super big for him, big for the jockey, big for the owners. And then the talk begins, like I said, of whether or not we will have a Triple Crown. And there are always lots of Derby parties. You might have had a mint julep or two yourself. You might have just even watched the Derby. A lot of people who aren't even sports fans really get sucked in to the Derby. They watch. They just love it. And I don't even know if the other two races hold that same lore for everybody. But the idea that you might have a winner, somebody that some horse that's going to be able to hit all three, I think keeps the interest going anyway. So there's lots of rain. I'm sure there's lots of high anxiety because it's always tricky anyway with the horse. And, you know, Orb, boom, surges to the front, and then that's it. And since Orb was a favorite, there were a lot of people that felt as though, you know, this horse had a great chance, and sure enough, the horse cleared the decks, and it was really cool to watch the final stretch, watch that horse come down the final stretch. All right, I wanted to make sure that I squeezed that in since I'm a big fan of horse racing. My book, Level the Playing Field, I have a couple of chapters on horse racing, and my family was involved in horse racing. So as a kid, it was always a big deal to go to the track and watch the horses and go to the paddock and all that kind of stuff. And I still really, really love to, a couple of times a year, go and see live races, you know, without a doubt. What's being talked about now, I think the focus in the beginning of the week for sure is going to be what I brought up at the top, in Washington anyway, the whole idea of Benghazi and what's all of a sudden these Democrats are coming forward and they're very critical of Susan Rice. I mean, hey, Susan Rice, you know, her name was being run up the flagpole to be the Secretary of State, and then it was batted down after the whole Benghazi stuff, but she still remained as the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and now you've got whistleblowers who are going to come forward as far as what happened there, and this is going to be, I think, interesting to listen to, honestly. Their names hadn't come out before, but I just saw something over the weekend about this at the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. There are the three State Department people. Greg Hicks, I mentioned him already. He's the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Libya, and he was at the time of the Benghazi attacks, which I mentioned. Mark Thompson, a former Marine, now the deputy coordinator for ops in the Counterterrorism Bureau. And the last guy, the last whistleblower, is Eric Nordstrom, a diplomatic security officer who was the regional security officer in Libya. So they were the top three security people in the country in the months leading up to the attacks. And so what's happened is they don't like the idea that everybody keeps saying, well, How come there wasn't anybody wasn't discharged? How come there weren't people that were there to protect them? They asked for security. They asked for security. And how come, you know, they didn't get the security? And Nordstrom was the guy who testified over staffing when the threat in Benghazi was, you know, how high it had gotten. And, you know, the other two witnesses haven't been heard from yet on the record or publicly anyway. So this will go down. I mean, when this comes out, you know, as this goes down, I'll be curious to see what the reaction is after that. Because, you know, they got those. Stevens had a phone call, and this was, you know, Hicks was in Tripoli. They say when the phone call came in, and from the ambassador who was screaming, "We're under attack! We're under attack!" shouting it into his cell phone at Hicks. And, you know, why wasn't something triggered faster to have something done? And especially if they were pushing and pushing and pushing for beefed up security and then didn't get it. So the specifics of who's going to blame who and what's going to be said there, because, like I said, they're being described as whistleblowers testifying before, you know, Daryl Issa's committee at the next Benghazi hearing, which is this upcoming week on May 8th, so that's Wednesday. Their account of what happened, which was blown off by the Accountability Review Board, which was the official investigative branch that convened by the then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to review the attacks, and that the two employees have faced threats and intimidation from, they say, superiors. So who do you think was threatening them? Hey, shut your mouth. We don't want people to know what really happened here. And they say that they're not even talking generally. They're talking specifically about Benghazi, and that they were threatened, and that the State Department people have been threatened at the CIA, and that they're taking career people and telling them, your career is going to be over. You know, so the people that are testifying, I think, on Wednesday, I think they're going to, you know, if they're whistleblowers and this is what was being told to them, I think they'll name names as to who screwed up the story. Pretty interesting stuff. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The rest of the way here on America Tonight, we've got some odds and ends for you. And Iron Man, yeah, did you go see that movie? I did, Iron Man 3. I'll tell you what it was like when we come back in just a minute here on America Tonight.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Threat is imminent, and I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without. That's you.
Listen to me. See that guy? I'm going to swing by. Are you just going to grab him? You got it? I'll electrify your arm. You won't be able to open your hand. We can do this, Heather.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles.
A few snippets from Iron Man 3. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's one of the things I did over my weekend. My husband wanted to go see it. We went to see it, met a friend, and went there. In fact, we were going for what I call the regular movie, and it was sold out, so we had to do 3D, which I wasn't real psyched about, but it was good in 3D. It was solid. So $680 million worldwide in just under 2 weeks for this movie, for the third installment of Iron Man. And stateside, for people listening inside the state, big hello to our friends in the UK and Japan and in South America and whatnot, but over 175.3 million domestically. How about that? So this is a big way to capitalize for this franchise, and certainly they know it. It's interesting, the combination of Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow as Pepper Potts, the cast, or something about Iron Man that really strikes a chord, not just with goofy kids. Well, of course, this is comic book and superhero stuff and, you know, all that. But there's something about, I think, Robert Downey Jr. playing Stark with his you know, his timing and the little sarcastic comments and all the humor that's peppered in it that has made it a fan favorite of others, not just kids. So the new movie had a better opening than the original. And, Iron Man is just a driving force. Just a driving force, I think, in the Marvel pictures and the transformation of what's happened from comic book character to the big screen. People want to see this character. And then you have Jon Favreau, who was the first guy to direct it, and he's had cameo and little pieces in it too. He's an actor, director, producer. So a big stake in it for him. I mentioned Gwyneth Paltrow, who's Pepper Potts, now the official girlfriend of Iron Man. And it wouldn't be shocking if eventually, I don't know if they can do a fourth one or not. I mean, this, I can't give away the endings for you. I will say thumbs up definitely. If you are a fan of it, you definitely have to go see it. But even if you're not if you're not as familiar with it, I think it's a good solid movie to go and see. Let's put it this way: there's action, it's funny, it's smart, the high impact superhero dude, and even if you're not that kind of person, there's something about the Stark character and the fact that he's a weapons expert, that he inherited that company from his father, and he uses his brains to construct what initially was a suit of armor and escape capture and all that sort of stuff. And it's got kind of in a weird genre, drama, action, and adventure, and science fiction and fantasy. It's all wrapped into this. But, geez, what a huge opening that is for this movie. A very big, big, big force. I was even reading the New York Times does a blog on the movies, and they were talking about the fact that this is the summer season. This is it, and this is the big sonic boom. You know, can movie studios who are in the middle of this slump at the box office keep the momentum going between May and Labor Day, which is 40% of movie ticket sales? How about that? We'll have to talk to Stephen Shohat about that, our Hollywood insider. But 40% of the revenue comes from those months in the summer. It makes sense. Kids out of school, that kind of stuff. So, you know, visual effects, all that is still very, very big. And the fact that, you know, you got a couple of interesting factors, I think, in when you have the bad guy who is called the Mandarin, and you have the last, playing off of the last movie, and, you know, what happened there with the rest of the Avengers, the other characters that were all together in one. So Iron Man 3 doing very, very well in 3D and straight up and, you know, pretty much anyway. People came back to the movies certainly to see Iron Man. All right, if you weren't at the movies and you weren't hanging out watching golf or something, or some of the playoffs in the NBA or even the NHL, perhaps you were paying attention to what was happening at the NRA convention in Houston. It was a really, really big deal. They had huge rallies. Sarah Palin was one of the more popular speakers. And the NRA convention for the election, for the 2014 election, they're calling it Stand and Fight. And they're talking about, you know, this now new president who is a hardliner who's worked for decades to make the NRA a more aggressive political force. So that is interesting in these times of the push and pull over guns, and the fact there's a lot of people that want to see regulation on the Hill. So James Porter is the guy, and he's saying for sure over the weekend in Houston that he's going to fight any compromise on gun control legislation, and says that revenge is what's motivating the president's unrelenting attacks on gun owners. and said that, you know, our membership has grown to a record 5 million. Millions of Americans are becoming first-time gun owners. And some people are calling it fear, but it's more a sense of natural outrage that's been building for a very long, long, long time. And this guy, Porter, who, by the way, is a lawyer from Alabama and defends a lot of gun manufacturers, has a history with the NRA. His father was president of the NRA in 1959 when he says it was really, if you think back to those times, it's more just like a shooting society, and that was it, not on the front lines of any kind of a culture clash or war or whatever. And he's determined, he says, to really hunker down and make this issue important, extremely important. And there were speeches from people like Ted Cruz, not a surprise, the senator from Texas, who challenged VP Joe Biden, as you know, to a debate on gun violence. And, of course, the executive VP, Wayne LaPierre, who says, you know, we're never going to surrender our guns, never. The media and the political elite, that was his big quote from the weekend, can lie about us and demonize us all they want, but that won't stop us. So the tone of the convention, because I think of the debate over universal background checks in Congress, the tone was really ratcheted up. 70,000 people were there over the weekend. 70,000 people. And there was, I mean, the convention floor had just a huge, huge amount of displays, exhibits, all that kind of stuff. So you have Cruz rallying gun owners at the NRA. You have, you know, the big push and more people. It is true, the numbers of people getting guns has definitely been boosted. So I think the more the White House pushes on gun control, more people get guns. It really is bizarre. It's like two different universes. As the administration is pushing to have some kind of reining in some kind of gun sales, it's had the complete opposite effect. Complete opposite effect. In fact, the one of the Rugers, they were reporting, I just read this the other day, Sturm Ruger is saying that their first quarter results just blew them away. Blew away the targets. You know when someone in sales or in a company says that? The net sales for the largest publicly traded gun manufacturer surged from 39% to $155.9 million. You know, that's compared to $112.3 million a year earlier. So the push for legislation has only infuriated people, more people, to go and decide, okay, I've thought about guns or protect myself with guns or whatever it is, to go out and whatever it is that ultimately pushes them over, they've gone out and they've applied for you know, the background checks. They've done it. They're jumping through the hoops and you know, whatever. So what a huge boost. And even Smith & Wesson says background checks in February that were down from a month earlier were 29% higher a month before that. So usually when a Democrat is in the White House, gun sales surge. But the record highs of the ammunition sales and the guns, these are record levels. Record levels. They say they can't even make enough guns for the growing demand. That the back orders are at 2.1 million in the first quarter. Wow. Wow. Definitely not the intended effect of the president, for sure, I can tell you that. All right, we're kicking it to the final segment of this hour. Stay with us.
This To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comb block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will ride you.
All right, thanks for joining us, America, here on this show. Kate Delaney, the host of this little boat that is just chugging along in some kind of crazy waters these days. So I thought for our final segment, some odds and ends. So an interesting, I guess I'll call it a poll and some results that came out over the weekend, heading into the weekend, really, about traffic. I mean, do you deal with traffic in your world? Wherever you're listening to me, I don't care if it's Ottumwa, Iowa, or if it's in Connecticut, or Illinois, or Missouri, or Dallas, Texas, or Austin, Texas, wherever you might be listening. But last year, they say the average American driver wasted 38 hours sitting in traffic. 38 hours. And most commutes were 45 minutes each way. Ooh, 45 minutes. So this won't surprise you, right? You're not going to be surprised to learn, if you've been to these two places, that Washington and New York have the longest commutes in our country, right? New York, a lot of people take the subway, they take other forms of transportation, taxis, ferries, whatever. but the number one worst traffic city. You ready for this? What do you think? If you were thinking, what has the number one worst traffic? Where's the worst traffic? You know, right away what pops into my mind is Los Angeles. Oh, I have been stuck in some of the worst traffic in L.A. It's awful. And there are not a lot of side roads to get off onto, unless you're in your just in your neighborhood. But if you're on any of the freeways, it's really, really tough. Well, you might be surprised to find out that the worst traffic city is Los Angeles. It used to be Honolulu. So they say peak hours traffic on the 405 in L.A., moved at just 14 miles an hour. Wow. So that adds 26 minutes to what would be an 8-minute drive. That is crazy. I have a friend named Annie who comes on the show sometimes to tell us about what's going on in California. And she lives in kind of near Malibu, kind of near that area, and has what would seemingly be a short commute to her office. But sometimes it can take her exactly what they're saying there. Something that should take her 10 minutes will take her 40 minutes. And it is just awful. And solving this dilemma for them, I just don't think they can solve it the way it's that city's designed. And the public transportation, there's just no way. It would take forever. It would take forever to really, I sincerely think it would take a very long time. They'd almost have to go the monorail route, but it would cost a whole bunch of money. It's just that bad. And L.A., New York, San Francisco, you know, think of populated areas, of course. But all of us deal with traffic jams. I mean, you can live in a smaller city or even a small suburb, and because of the way it's designed, you can feel the congestion. I'll give you a great example. I love Austin, Texas. It's such a fun place to go. The hill country, it's fun to go down there. But you have got, just like Los Angeles, you have got to time when you're going to Austin very, very carefully, because you will get stuck. There is just no way around it. There's one way through and there's one way out, and that's it. Because it's expanded so rapidly, they can't catch up to it. It's just exploded. The growth has exploded. They have, you know, some crazy 6% growth a year or even more than that. And they can't expand their infrastructure to handle the growth. And this is the problem with a lot of places. So if you're really, and if you are living in one of those towns where you don't have to, there really isn't traffic, you don't have to deal with any traffic, I mean, you know, good for you. Because that's the secret. There's the secret to longevity. Forget all these potions and all these things people are talking about. How can you live a longer life? Less stress. And it is very, very stressful to be stuck in massive traffic. You know, some of the people that were at the NRA convention might have run into that, because Houston also can be pretty trafficky. And the thing it has in common with Los Angeles, and most people are surprised by this, is the heavy smog that they'll get. They have smog alerts on the freeways just like they do in Los Angeles, and it can be fierce. So with the new NRA president saying that President Obama is seeking revenge, the people in Houston were thinking, oh, this is great. We love having the NRA here and it's all good. And when they leave, it's good, because that's perhaps 50,000 people less in the city to clog up the roads. We're happy to see you, and we're happy to say goodbye to you at the same time. Hey, speaking of saying goodbye, this was a very, very big story. Tamerlan Snarnoff, who was going to claim his body? Well, the uncle, who was heavily visible during the whole siege of the two brothers when they had bombed the Boston Marathon, and then their pictures were thrown up all over the place. He's decided that he's stepping in. His uncle, Rusen Snarnoff, is overseeing the burial arrangements although where the burial takes place hasn't even been determined because local cemeteries have rejected requests to bury Tamerlan. They won't do it. They're protesting. They won't do it. And what they're doing, what the uncle's doing now or relatives are saying, is they're washing his body in a traditional Islamic way and making those funeral arrangements. But they will not say, and they had a hard time finding a place to bury him. There were people that were protesting, you know, carrying signs saying, don't bury him on U.S. soil and throw him off a boat like Osama bin Laden, yelling and screaming and all that kind of stuff. So while Jokar sits in prison and Tamerlan lays in the funeral home, there are people who now, as it's been weeks later, have had time to really think about this and are furious with what's gone on here. And I would say more than holding up signs and protesting outside of funeral homes, go and protest to your congressperson or your senator and let them know how you feel about what's happening in this country and why it seems like, as many things that have been caught in the net, how safe are we really? And it all goes back to the question of the borders again, but everybody's afraid to say some of the things that they need to say. So Tsarnaev, the uncle, has, of course, denounced both of the brothers, saying they brought shame to the family and to the Chechenian community as a whole, but he is moving forward and trying to do something with the body. And you know, got to remember, Tamerlan was killed in a gunfight with the police just right after the April 15th bombings, a couple of days later. So it's starting to become a long time. And I would think that if somebody finds out where his grave is, I would not be shocked if that gets defaced. They say he doesn't belong here. He shouldn't be here. And there's no place to bury him. No other place wants to accept the body. And he lived in America. He grew up in America. And the last 10 years, he was in Cambridge. So they're saying, hey, listen, his country is, his home country is Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ooh. And that just infuriates the people. The funeral director is stuck up for the family, and he says, you know, some people are being ridiculous about this, and the funeral director is saying, you know, whom some people have called un-American for being willing to handle the funeral, he said he has a professional obligation that they take an oath to do that, and what can I do? Can I separate the sins from the sinners? The answer is no. We are burying a dead body. That's what we do. Oh, man. I have a feeling this could get much, much nastier.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com 866-404-3663.